Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video, like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, MedVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MedVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MedVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, why does Justin Trudeau, a 52-year-old man, still wear Taylor Swift friendship bracelets? Maybe Jordan Peterson is right when he says that Turdy here has the mentality of a 14-year-old girl, and probably the same testosterone levels as well. What's also coincidental is that he has the same taste in music as gay men in their 50s and 60s. Discount Pee Wee Herman here is probably also wearing SpongeBob SquarePants underwear as well. Rest in peace, Paul Rubens. Moving on, what do you call dating your ex? Is it a pathetic mistake? How about dumpster diving or mental illness? There's a reason she's your ex in the first place. If you were the man and you left her, then she's the one that wants to get back together with you. And she caught you in a moment of weakness and you couldn't control yourself. If she dumped you the first time, maybe she got back together with you because she couldn't find anyone better. Or you got rich or just her beta bucks now. Number 3, a black woman from Uganda was cropped out of a news agency photo of Greta Davos. She says that it hurt her a lot and is the worst thing that happened to her in her life. But why would they do this? Having a black woman in the photo is extra virtue signaling brownie points. Maybe it was because of her greasy forehead and high hairline or something. My final answer is because only white Americans and Europeans are guilty of climate change. Up next, here's what it's like scaring ordinary people living paycheck to paycheck with the stock market crash. Have you noticed how the markets rarely crash these days? And when they do, it's not very deep. Or it doesn't last very long. When most people have no money to invest, there's usually no point in shaking them out of the market, because they aren't even in it. Most people can't wait for the market to crash so they can afford groceries again. That's why it's not happening. Number 5, this woman says a lady should bring up astrology on the first date, because it identifies men who are arrogant and incapable of entertaining opinions that they disagree with. But only crackpots tend to believe in astrology. I think that women love astrology because it allows them to pass the responsibility for what happens in their own lives onto the stars above. Something tells me women won't reject a chat even if he doesn't believe in the star sign nonsense. Moving on, the more men understand female nature, the lower the rates of breakups and divorces. Of course. Because the more men understand women, the less we want relationships with them entirely. That's why women work so hard to create an aura of mystery surrounding them. And why they try so hard to shut down shame and destroy the reputations of men that share their secrets with other men. Because then they lose the access to the men they really want. Number 7, the average woman is smarter than the average guy. That explains why there's no female Elon Musks or Nikola Teslas. This also shows you that you can't be the average man if you want to succeed in today's world. Because not only are you competing with the greater number of average women and higher intelligence males, but you're also going to be competing with AI. This woman is also reading this bell curve incorrectly. The average woman is just as smart as the average man. It's just that men tend to be more widely distributed on this bell curve. Up next, when you meet a woman with one of these haircuts, just remember that you're about to hear the worst opinion known to mankind. But what I want to know is why they get the haircuts of boys back in the 1990s. Also, let's not forget that most of the women with haircuts like these also have massive nose rings. They also tend to have those massive thick-framed glasses and a bright hair color that makes parents blush with envy. Number 9 in Luigi Mancioni CCTV footage, it's high contrast. And that's apparently why his unibrow is missing. Some people are saying he shaves it, and then it just grew back really quickly. Yes, it grew back faster than his beard. He also conveniently had the weapon and manifesto on him when he was captured at McDonald's. Either he's the world's smartest dumb criminal, or he's being framed. I don't know which one is worse. Moving on, welcome to 2024. Where actual piracy sites have less ads than YouTube does. Yes, and if you're using YouTube without the Brave browser, you're probably missing out. When I use Frostwire, I haven't seen a single ad, and it's more convenient than going to the theater or installing streaming software on my computer. I don't even watch actual television anymore. YouTube has gotten so bad with dual unskippable ads that even billboards have less ads than YouTube does. Number 11, according to the Iranian military, the CIA is now providing standard uniforms for their employees. They look like they belong to the same tribe or something. Looks like both of them were an extremist makeover, NATO edition. It's also easier when doing the laundry because there's no need to separate the colors. At this point, we're just being gaslit. Up next, Julie Bindel says shame on men for exploiting Lily Phillips. How did men exploit her when she used 100 guys and slept with them in 24 hours? So she could get fame and fortune. She's the one that should feel ashamed now for trying to sleep with 1,000 guys in one day. And the guy should feel ashamed for standing in line to do it. I guess she's gonna have to wipe the tears off her face with all that money she makes. Number 13, in 1975, this Kodak engineer invented the world's first digital camera. And could have changed photography forever. But Kodak buried it because it would have destroyed their film business. Eventually, they started selling photo CDs where you had to scan the film. But digital cameras were faster and cheaper, and the rest is history. When I was in film school, Kodak shares were at their peak. And 10 years later, the company was bankrupt. Moving on is the difference between Will Smith and Tom Cruise sitting on top of the Burj Khalifa, the world's tallest building. While it looks like Cruise isn't wearing a safety harness and is just your average rooftopper, he definitely has a hidden harness underneath. He has to because the wind could easily blow him off. Meanwhile, Will Smith needed multiple straps, a parachute, gloves, and shoes. He looks weak while Tom Cruise looks strong. Number 15, women complain about the gender wage gap, yet they have no issues getting paid 3 times as much per hour for playing tennis when compared to males. The difference is that people actually want to watch women's tennis because the women are feminine, wear skirts, and moan like they do in the bedroom. Women playing in the WNBA and soccer want equal pay, but they barely draw any crowds at all. Up next, is this woman a hero or a monster? She injected 8,600 elderly patients with salt water instead of the COVID vaccine, and she walks free from court in Germany. She's probably saved hundreds of people from jab injuries and maybe a dozen or two from death. And all it cost her was her career and fighting in court for her freedom. This is probably the most courageous that a woman can be. Number 17, Austin Butler has been cast as Patrick Bateman in the new American Psycho film. Hollywoke looks like it's getting ready to destroy another IP that has a strong male character that ironically many young guys look up to even though he's a serial killer. This also proves that Hollywood has run out of ideas. And at this point, they don't care about making money and are actually interested in destroying their cultural legacy. At least the new Patrick Bateman isn't a woman. Moving on, well, it looks like all the conspiracy theorists complaining about seed oil causing cancer are onto something, as doctors are also warning that they may be fueling an explosion of colon cancers in young people. Just use high-quality olive oil and don't heat it. Instead, broil or boil your food and eat the oil in your salad. Here's a chart showing you which oils have the highest linoleic acid or omega-6. This chart is a lifesaver. Number 19, to all the investors and traders out there, remember the wise words of Warren Buffett when he says that money moves from impatient hands to patient ones. As a technical analysis trader, you might make 50% on your money, but that's a lot of stress. Buying and holding good quality assets like stocks and property for the long run will easily make you 10 times more money, and the best part is you don't have to do anything but wait. Overtrading is also one of the ways that most people lose money. Up next, here's another single mother trying to make it socially acceptable to be one. She doesn't even know who her baby's daddy is and says there's no shame in it. Maybe it's time to bring back shame. Besides, I don't really believe this because she most likely knows who the kid belongs to. But it's probably just going to spring 5 to 10 years worth of child support payments on some poor sucker and he won't even know what hit him. Either that or she's had more pricks than a secondhand dartboard. Number 21 are the different ways people see Trudeau. Canadians see him as an anarchist joker type wrecking our country. He sees himself as the emperor and the rest of the world sees him as a clown. Canadians are slightly incorrect though. Canadians might see him as the Joker, but the Joker was actually effective at achieving his goals. Canada has elected him 3 times. There won't be a 4th time. I see Trudeau more as a compromised Manchurian candidate. Weak men certainly do create hard times. Moving on, would you smash? I think she's so hot that most men would let her smash them. Not me, though. I'm not interested in smashing or being smashed. She certainly knows her audience and did cosplay right, dressing up as Cammy White from Street Fighter. But guys need to be careful, though, because this is a wild creature. Who do you think the cops are going to believe, especially when she looks like this? Number 23, men who abstain from corn are dangerous alt-righters. Dangerous to the income of Lonely Fools models, no doubt. Whatever happened to I'm more than just my body, and please stop sexualizing me. That all flies out the window when shekels are concerned. I wouldn't be surprised if the left was behind the nofap culture, because they want guys to get prostate cancer for not emptying their gonads enough. Up next to commemorate 2024, here's the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition of the Orcophiles. I was wondering why their sales kept on dropping so badly. Props to the craftsmen that built that boat. It's very sturdy and it can support all the weight on that deck without even collapsing. Unfortunately, I spoke too soon because here's the boat only a few short moments later. I guess they're going to need a bigger boat for next year. Number 25 on the list when this Kentucky mother ended her sons with a boomstick. At least she didn't put them in the oven and roast them alive like the last woman in Atlanta did. Maybe she was trying to do the world a favor and get them before they got us. I can't wait to see how they dramatize this over at the Disney version called Single Mom. And here we are told that women are the nurturing sex. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoyed this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.